Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the blessed, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted you've turned your radio dial or tuned in to the internet to listen to a few moments of Bible study together from the wonderful living Word of God. I trust that you have a Bible or a New Testament, and that you will join in with us in our study today as we're studying about knowing who the believer is in Christ. For there are many believers that do not fully understand what it means to be a child of God and the blessings and the resources that are available to us in Christ Jesus. So that's why we're studying some basic truths concerning this new life that we have in Christ. We've been discussing how we can know that we're saved and what to do when we sin. And now we're discussing how to deal with temptation. Now, in our last broadcast, I was led by the Spirit of God to talk about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and our learning to walk by faith rather than by sight. But today we're going to get back to our discussion concerning temptation. And our beginning scripture for this subject was 1 Corinthians 10:13. And we talked about how that there's no temptation that has taken any individual but such as is common to other people. Other people have been tempted in the same manner, in the same way. We've discussed James 1, 14 and 15. That makes it clear that God does not tempt anyone and is not the source of temptation. But we've discussed how that our own flesh with indwelling sin is wherein temptation lies. It's within this old flesh, and that we have evil lusts. And we're over in Romans chapter 7 as we're going to talk about this old flesh and sin that indwells this body that we live in and how that it struggles to try to get us to walk in unrighteousness and after the flesh rather than after the Spirit of God. And so we're in Romans chapter 7, and we're looking here at verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now again, the word carnal means centered around the flesh. That is, living for the desires and appetites of this fleshly body, trying to satisfy its desires and its cravings and its appetites. And we're going to see that there's sin that indwells this fleshly body, and this is where much of the battle of the believer comes from. Now, study along with me, if you would. Romans chapter 7 is where we're beginning in our study. And by the way, if you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, it would be our joy to send a New Testament to you absolutely free and postage paid. There's people who love you and want you to have the Word of God. And so they've provided New Testaments that we can send to you that will help you grow in the knowledge of the Lord. So if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address, and you can write to us, and we'll be delighted to send you a New Testament. That New Testament has 27 books all in one volume, and it's the New Testament that's found in the Word of God. Now, if you'd like a complete Bible, you can earn a complete Bible by taking the first four courses of our Bible correspondence course. Each one of the courses has several lessons, and after you finish all four courses, we will be delighted to send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, but only after you've taken our Bible correspondence course, because we want you to know the truths in the Word of God. And these first four courses of our Bible correspondence course will ground you in the truth of God's Word. And they're based on the New Testament. And then as you learn these basic truths and principles that will help you to grow in your walk with the Lord, then we'll be delighted to send you a complete Bible. Now, our mailing address is simply Bob Griggs, that's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. And then on the next line, you'll put capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. Now, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio was a chief, a Ute chief of the Southern Ute Nation, and so this town was named after that chief. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. A-C-I-O, and then comma, and then after that, put a capital C and a capital O, period. That stands for Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. It is 81137-0825. And let me repeat that again. 81137-0825. And then, of course, on the last line, you'll put United States of America, if you're living in another country. Many times we get letters that do not have the name of the country on it, and we can't respond, we can't send you a New Testament if you do not include the name of your country in your mailing address. So when you write to us, be sure and put on your address to us, United States of America, or you can abbreviate it with capital U, capital S, capital A, which is the abbreviation for United States of America. And then be sure to send us your mailing address and include the name of your country. And if you would, please print clearly. Sometimes we receive a writing that we really can't make out and discern, and so we can't grant the request for a New Testament. So please print clearly your mailing address, including the name of your country. Now here in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." Now, what does he mean by the word I? Well, let's go ahead. In verse 15, he says, "For that which I do, I allow not." Now, that's a strange statement, isn't it? "For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Now, sounds like Paul's got a real problem, doesn't he? I mean, he's saying that he hates things that he's doing. And what he wants to do, he doesn't do. Well, did you know it's because there's a battle that goes on in the life of the believer, a struggle that goes on between good and evil. And Paul goes on to describe this battle. He says in verse 16, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." He said, "I'm simply proving that the law of God is good and is right." Verse 17, "Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Now this is an interesting statement. I'd encourage you to circle every one of the words I. you'll see that Paul is self-centered here. He says, one eye in verse 14, and in verse 15, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 eyes. And in verse 16, there's 1, 2, 3 eyes. And one eye in verse 17, he has eye trouble. That is, he's centered around himself. His life is centered around himself and around the flesh. And so in verse 17, he says, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. All right, now here he says there's sin dwelling in me. What does he mean by the word me? Well, look at verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Now here again, circle the words I, every one of the words I that you see. And so Paul says that he's making a differential between I and me. He's making a difference between I and me. He's differentiating between I and me. And so notice what he says. It's not I that's doing it, but it's sin that dwells in me. He says there's no good thing in me. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And so notice, Paul makes a definite difference between I and me. Verse 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, the fleshly members of my body, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members, in this fleshly body. And so we see here a real struggle that Paul is experiencing. And so we're going to discuss this further in our next time together, in our next Bible study, because this is a wonderful truth I want you to get a hold of and to understand. Till next time, goodbye.